McKenna, just now remembering one of your comments from 16 that we didn't get done on this. Extra. Comm carrier. Cloth. Cloth, comm carrier, you know.
Uh-huh.
Don't need any extra electronics, but you sure could use another cloth hat.
you can wash it off. You'll probably do that inadvertently.
I already have. I didn't wash it with the right thing, though.
I always wondered if you'd own up to that. Hey, the good doctor over here says that your traces are flat lines. And thought you ought to be aware of that.
Oh, they are?
Do you feel okay?
Yeah, they're kind of itching, yeah, I'm okay. But they're kind of itching anyhow. I feel like I ought to change them.
Okay. That would really make him happy.
I wonder if they're flat lines. It's unplugged.
Okay.
That's something sooner.
Alrighty, we're about 4 minutes from LOS, and all
our
systems have been looked at, and they're all looking okay. So, guess we'll see you on the t'other side.
Okay. How's my stuff now that I got plugged in?
We don't see anything yet.
Then, huh? Change them anyhow, so.
Okay.
I'll try to.
That looks like you hit something there when you did that.
I just shaking my coffee.
I tell you, it sure put life in the signal. How are those binoculars working out?
Hey, they're working real good. I find I have a bit of a problem holding them still, though.
Yeah, they're about the max magnification, I think, that you can handhold. Have you tried looking in in Earthshine at it and see if you pick up anything there?
Let enough light through, I don't think, in Earthshine. In other words, you can see better with the naked eye, but they don't let enough light through the binocs to enhance your image capability at all.
Okay, I was curious because I noticed in the dark shadows and the daylight side that it did bring out things that you couldn't see with the naked eye. I guess that's contrast that does that.
Yeah, I noticed that too. You can look down in the shadow of a crater where you've got the sun down there, but you have more backlighting or something. You know, but you can see that pretty good with the naked eye, anyhow. Earthshine, about all I can get out of Earthshine really are differences in albedo, and you can get some textural. Well, not so much textural differences, but terrain bumps and humps and flow fronts, and see craters, you know.
I wish I was there with you.
I tell you, I had no idea how interesting and how much fun it would be. After the first day and I finally got over the, I guess you, I don't know, you call it the effects of adapting to zero G or something. But you're just a little bit woozy. You don't, really don't feel like doing a heck of a lot that first day up. So it's good that the first day is kind of.
This is Apollo Control, Command Module America, passing behind the moon on the end of the 48th lunar orbit. 48 minutes until the crew of Challenger is wakened at Taurus Littrow. During the just completed frontside pass, the Command Module pilot Ron Evans completed the lunar orbit plane change maneuver, which went nominally on time with a velocity change of 366 feet per second using the service propulsion system engine. Just prior to that, before he appeared on the front side of the moon, a small trim maneuver was performed using the forward-firing reaction control system thrusters. This maneuver was to trim up the orbit from some dispersions that had grown during the lunar orbit period that America has been in motion about the moon. The Gold team of flight controllers is handing over at the moment to their replacements after about a 12-hour shift. The oncoming team is the white team of flight controllers headed up by Eugene Krantz. There will not be a change of shift press briefing of the off-going shift. 47 minutes to wake up for the surface crew, Schmidt and Cernan. And at 182.57, this is Apollo Control.